Oh, yeah. Oh, baby.
What? Oh, man!
Really?
What?
Okay.
Feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, hello out there in TV land and radio land and in candy land. John Sever here with the Sports Authorities here on the new CKAWI Radio 76. Getting rid of Freddy in the background. We are so glad that you are here today on a very, very special Sports Authority. Unfortunately, one of our Sports Authority blew a tire today. And yes. Boy, is his lips tired. But thank you very much.
Yeah, poor Kenny. While he was coming out of the tunnel, he slipped on a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup label, and he blew out his knee.
We'll sue the people. Anyways, we're so glad you're here with us today. You are with the Sports Authorities, of course, here on the new CKIWI Radio 76. If you're a new listener, and we're glad that you're here, we do, normally Kenny does this, we do everything from the highest standards.
The highest?
The highest. Like about as high as your ankle. We don't have the FCC here, but because we're internet radio, we do follow the DMCA rules. So sometimes the language gets a little salty, and if it does, bring a pretzel because you're going to need it tonight. Did I cover everything?
Yeah.
Good, okay.
If not a pretzel, maybe a candy bar.
There you go. Or an M&M peanut or something. This is going to be a fun night. This is, before... In case you don't know, that the Sports Authorities here in CK, we're not bought and paid for it by anybody. We accept no advertising for this show. So if we really want to stick it to some folks who really deserve to be stuck to, we do it. Correct? Okay.
We have plenty of crazy glue.
Yeah, really. So as we're trying to figure out what path we're going, normally we don't take ourselves all that seriously because sports really shouldn't be taken that seriously. You can hear sports... radio and TV and ESPN and all that stuff. And they think it's really, sports is more important than anything else. And really, honest to God, it's probably lower than anything else. However, that being said, in the tradition of the NC2A 64, that's going on right now, March Madness and everything, this is how serious we take sports here at the authorities. We are having the candy, the sweet 64. How about that one? Speak amongst yourselves.
When was the last time you heard something like this?
That's right. And how many times are you not going to hear anything like this? But right off the top, we do definitely want to thank everybody. Everybody at Doc Sweet's Candy Company. Really, especially Jennifer, the manager there. Really, we walked right in, and it's like, hi, you got a nice place here. Can we shoot a video? That's a beautiful thing. If you want anything, I was going all over that place, and... the fun thing is that, we asked Jennifer, who's almost like a personal shopper for candy. And she was like, she brought out a little basket. And I didn't know if it, like she was going to hold it and I had to throw candy in there. So I said, no, I'll take the basket. I take the basket and I said, do you know where like the Snickers bars are? Whoosh, like a ballerina. Wow, 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 wow. Goes right to there. It's like, well, do you know where the bit of honeys are? And she did like one of those ninja flips. and put it right in the basket. I was damn depressed. She threw... what is this? Oh, yeah, she threw an M&M Mounds almond, banked it off both walls right into the basket. No rim, straight in. So, again, everybody there at Doc Sweets Candy Company in Clawson, Michigan, I mean, I'm telling you, they even had the Turkish taffy there. Chocolate. Delish. And every single candy, and I'll just let you know, at Doc Sweets Candy Company in Clawson is zero calorie. No matter what you eat, no matter what chocolate it is zero calorie. So go in there. You don't even have to have, you know, any setup regime or anything like that. Eat as much as you want, because what happens is the candy gets in your system. It's sugar, and your body has to heat up to get rid of the sugar. So it melts itself away. So you'd be thanking yourself in the morning after you go to Doc's Sweets Candy.
Yeah. And
there you go.
And the more you walk around, the more calories you burn off.
See how that goes? They love it when you hang around there. So if you get in there at 8 in the morning and stay at 4,
just like all out. That's right. All the calories you're burning off while you're walking around choosing your favorite candy.
That's true. So, and again, thanks, Jennifer, and the whole gang over there. We appreciate that a lot, and we will see you soon. Talking about which, how about the introductions? And the one thing that we've missed today, and of course, Kenny is at home with a blown ankle from skating backwards, trying to...
No.
Evidently was trying to play with the Leafs.
No, trying to play with the Red Wings. Yeah, you can blow that horn all you want.
There you go. I mean, they're ready to run the table now. They're poised. Here we go.
Yeah, running that table is going right over the cliff.
You saw that two-game win streak.
that just ended yesterday.
They're playing possum right now. Talking about not playing possum. The fifth Beatle and our fourth sports authority here at all time. What an introduction. Keeping with Henrietta and God knows where she's going right now. Welcome in, Paul Jurek. Hi, Paul.
Hi, everybody. Glad to be here.
and talking about your fifth Beatles, the fine woman that's always over here for most of the 76er round tables, right?
That's right.
And we could not have cleaned the deck without her power washer.
Why the hell?
A fine 76er in her own right, Sue Martin. Hi, Sue. How you doing?
Hello, John, Mark, and Paul, and everybody else. Hello.
Cool. All right, and of course, it wouldn't be complete if we don't have the old referee himself, number HNT, in your program, so you want to scratch it off and win the free prize. But number one in your heart, our sport director here at the new CKIWI Radio 76, Mark Milicek. Hi, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Sue. Hi, Paul. And hi, Henrietta.
Oh, no.
And everybody out there, too.
Don't jump on me. What are you jumping on me for here? I'll give you a fanfare. There you go.
Oh, all right. Had to be the Red Wing thing, of course.
Let me tell you how this is going to go. What we're going to do is we're going to go round robin style, just like the NCAAs do in basketball. But we are going to have a play. Well, we don't have any play-in games. So we're going to go right to the 64. We will show you how it's going to go, all right? Where's my stink pen? Here. It's a beautiful thing. All right.
My maple leaf pen?
Boo!
Does it say Hamilton on it?
No, it says win.
Win in 67. I can almost see the numbers there. It says vote for Nixon on it.
Okay.
Anyway, so here's how it's going to go. So we are going to go out to the Georgia Dome out in the Midwest in the hyperactive bracket. So we're going to go to our sport director first because we figure that's the – well, actually, we should go ladies first, shouldn't we? That
does
kind of blow. Okay.
That's true.
So here we go, Susan. We are going to take number one Reese's Cups, number one ranked Reese's Cups in the Midwest – going up against 16th ranked and upset-minded Bit O' Honey.
Reese's Cup.
Reese's Cup. R-E-A-S-E's Cup. All right. See how loud everybody talks here. All right. So we are going to start in the South, of course. Oh, this is a good one. This really is. We're going to go to Amway Arena, Orlando, Florida. For Pauly, the number one overall seed, Snickers bar, going up against those little but powerful snow caps. 16 seed snow caps. Pauly?
Snow caps I don't see too often. Probably at the candy store you went to, I'm sure. But I still got to pick Snickers because Snickers is my favorite by far.
Ooh, Snickers in a non-upset. Okay. All right, that's how fast we run. All right, now it's my turn. Okay? And so what we're going to do is we're going to go to the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a fine 8-9 matchup. So we're going to go with a number 8, Nutrageous, going up against the number 9, kind of crazy, but they're from Mayberry, Goobers. And so me, even though it's a tight game, Nutrageous, they lost it at the foul line and they just flipped out. So Goobers upsets in advance with Aunt B. Okay. And now, going to the Staples Center is out in Los Angeles, California. Mr. Militech, we're going to go with the number 1 plain M&Ms going up against those kind of coconutty kind of folks, Zag Nut.
M&Ms.
M&Ms, not going for the upset, playing it safe, okay. Evidently, they went from deep, deep land. And talking about deep, deep land, George Blackmore, you are on the clock. Gotcha? Okie dokie. Let's mix it up a little bit, Sue. Let's see. We had you in the Midwest. Let us take you over to the Cavity region, back in the South at Amway Arena. Let us take you to, an 8-9 matchup that I think the 9 was a little bit ranked too high. And I think Polly might agree with that. Paul says yes. So we have the number 8 perennial, I was going to say they kind of work really hard, but not really because they're milk duds. Going up against that magical team, number 9 ranked, out of the South, Wonka Bar.
Not a milk dud kind of gal, so I'm going to have to do a Wonka Bar.
Uh-oh. A Wonka Bar?
Process
Willy Wonka Bar? Okay. Even though you took Polly Singh, but that's okay. Wonka Bar.
Wonka Gee, I wonder if there's a golden ticket in there.
Well, hopefully give it to Michigan State. No, give it to Villanova. Thank you for busting all of our brackets, Villanova.
And Duke.
And Puke. What was up with Villanova? Honest, you know, honest to God. I mean, as soon as you saw Villanova go out, kiddies were in trouble.
Yeah. You know? Everything went to heck.
H-E double toothpicks. There you go. All right. So, if you're scoring at home, our first rounders that got out was Reese's Pieces out of the Midwest. Out of the South and hurting my feet is, we got Snickers versus Wonka Bar coming up. Ooh-wee, all right. But we also have Goobers coming out of the East and out of the Staples Center out West is M&M's. Okay, so now, who's next, Polly?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go down to the PMS Relief area at the East Las Vegas over there at T-Mobile Arena where number 4, now this is a strange matchup. I will say one thing right now. Number 4, Crackle, who, if you ever see their arena, the whole floor is all busted up, goes up against the 13th seeded, and over there by NASA, Mars Bar. So it's Crackle Bar versus number 13, Mars. Polly?
Well, I don't know how this is a 4-13, because I would have put, I would have done it the opposite way. I would have put Mars Bar as number 4.
Yes, that's what, yeah.
A big upset here, because it has to be the Mars Bar.
Ooh, a 13 over a 4? Wow. Okay, we'll take that.
Sorry, Crackle. No way.
Okay.
I don't want the race.
All right, our sport director and choking, Mark Milicek. Let's take you over to the Staples Center out west. In the diabetes region, and so we are going to go. Now, here's a really interesting matchup. Now, here's a guy that always cruises the bar, always trying to find women. Number 6th ranked, Mr. Goodbar, going up against a guy that is sleek and aerodynamic, Arrow Bar. So that's the number 6, good Mr. Goodbar, up against Arrow.
Arrow.
An upset. You know, oh, I forgot to tell you that we have, as your moderator, I have one veto. That overpowers everything, okay? This is not the time it's going to happen.
Oh, I thought he was going to use it already.
No, not yet. But you know what we are going to use? Talk amongst yourselves. So how about
Hi,
that
Paul,
Duke?
How are you? Hi, Henrietta. How are you?
All right, so that's
for me out
funny.
There, Henrietta got her haircut on Thursday, so she's looking good.
All right, George Blackmore.
Come on,
here
George.
Here we go, George. We are calling George Blackmore right now because we're going to take him into the South region. This should be fun.
He's already in the South.
I know. See, that's the reason why we're doing it. Hey, George, how are you?
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
George Blackmore, everybody, here all the way down from the big boot state of Texas. So good to see you, George.
Hey, thanks, John. Great to be on the program.
Say hi to Mark, Paul, and Sue.
Hey, you guys. How are you? Paul, I can't believe you didn't pick Crackle Bar, dude.
Sorry.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, George, and we're glad that you're here, because we're going to take you to the T-Mobile Arena down in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, now you got a really difficult matchup here.
Ooh.
I mean, you have number 7th ranked in the big money out of the Ivy League, $100,000 bar.
Nice.
Going up against, from all the way down the South, number 10th ranked and upset minded Charleston Chew.
Ooh. That was a close one. Of course, I thought Crackle was going to just roll over on the Mars bar, but yeah, we've seen what happened there. But all right, I'm going with the $100,000 bar.
Oh, going with the rich kids. Okie doke, $100,000 goes through. Thank you, George. We appreciate you and hope you're coming back real soon, right?
Mid-July, I'll be back, and I just wanted to say hello to all the No Limit Band fans. We're coming back, and we're coming back with a vengeance. You'll see what I mean when I get back there.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks, George.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Bye, George.
Bye-bye.
Everybody, George Blackmore, all the way down from the big boot city of Texas, whatever, because Texas is one big city. Who cares, you know? So we're so glad that you were there on the Call Mark hotline. All right, so let us go this way. So let us go with the $100,000 comes out here. $100,000, which, by the way, you can get at Doc Sweet's Candy. Mmm, it's delicious. There.
You can get them there, too.
Yes. Okay. Who went last here? Oh, Sharon Osak, you're next on the list. You're on the clock. It's my turn. Yeah, but you know what? We'll have George's as my turn.
Oh, okay.
So, good. I'm so glad mature adults can remember who the hell
I
we're
just
at. All right. So, Susan, here we go. Let us go down to the South region, back at the Amway Arena. I don't get this one at all. This one is a perplexing one. Okay, so it's number 6th ranked. The all-school, all-girl college, Peppermint Patty, going up against the number 11 out on the East Coast where they sell the ship's Bounty. The Bounty Bar, number 11, and number 6, Peppermint Patty, the all-girl school. You can tell them from here.
Process of elimination again. It's got to be the Bounty.
Whoa!
Don't do Mint.
Uh-oh. Going to use the veto?
Not yet.
Okay.
All right, let us remember our places. Okay, oops.
Okay.
Because I can't remember. So, there we go. Good. Polly.
Yeah.
Okay, my man. We got to take you out to the Staples Center out here in Los Angeles, California, on the out west. Right. Now, here's something that's kind of a cool little shot. And I don't know if you're going to be up to this 8-9 matchup, but it's going to be tricky. Number 8. A smaller team coming out of the West, you know, out of Mountain West region there. Carmella. Oh, no. I take it back. Junior Mints. They're like all of a 5'8", 5'9", shooting team. They have a lot of ball movement, but not a lot of height. going up against the number 9th, and always a perennial favorite, Peanut Butter Snickers.
Well, Peanut Butter Snickers. Snickers needs to stick with their original Snickers. Oh. And I'll just go with the Junior Mints because I like a little mint.
Oh, it's a mint guy.
Out of Mountain West, Junior Mints go on.
Junior Mints. That's what I want.
Junior Mints.
Easy.
Nice going. A small ball-moving team. We kind of like them. Kind of fast, kind of tricky, but they don't stay in the paint a whole lot.
No.
Well done there, you.
Sure. Must be a bunch of three-point shooters.
Yeah, at 5'7", 5'6". Yeah, you could do that. And talk about doing that, our sport director, Mark Milicek, let us take you over to the Georgia Dome, shall we? Out in the Midwest region. Now, here's something. Out of another 8-9, which is kind of, I think, almost too ranked too high, too low. Number 8th ranked out of New York, 5th Avenue Bar, goes up against the number 9 and, I guess, perennial. You know, we haven't seen them here a whole lot, but they're always, you know, in fodder, let's say. They never win, but they never lose. Tootsie Roll. So that's number 8, 5th Avenue, and number 9, Tootsie Roll. My man, which way is it going?
Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll. Thanks for adding so much to it like Paul does to make this thing go longer. All right, Tootsie. Wait a minute, that's a 9 upset?
Yep, yes. It's upset.
Tootsie Roll. All right. From the, okay, cool. All righty then. Susan, ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let us keep in the, let's keep it, yeah, in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Georgia, right here. Now, here's, here's a 7-10 that I don't know how it got in. I think it got in because people were feeling sorry for him. Okay? Number 7, Reese's Pieces. Always a professional powerhouse, a well-recognized name. The jerseys sell a whole lot everywhere you go. Going up against number 10 from the ACC, and we don't even know how they got here, Nut Job, which sounds dirty in a way.
Just a little. I've got to stick with Reese's Pieces.
All right. So the nuts got to go back in the straitjackets, and RP goes forward.
That's funny.
That would have been a real upset.
Yeah. Okie dokes.
E.T. wins again.
All right. Polly.
Yep.
Let us take it. Let's see. We've got you in. Oh, we've always taken you to Las Vegas, right? Let's take you to Amway Arena over in Orlando, Florida.
All right.
Shall we?
Sure.
All right. Now, here we go. Now, these guys, again, I think this one was up a little bit too high. But the team that works well together always does better, right?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you're seeing that with Michigan right now. You're probably right. Seeing it with Villanova. Oh, wait, you're not seeing Villanova at all. Anyways, we have the number 2 ranked, 3 Musketeers. Who stay together really well on the floor, stay in the paint, go up against the team that has no numbers on their jerseys. So it's number 2 ranked, 3 Musketeers versus 15th ranked, 0 Bar.
I smell an upset here.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
I've had 0. 0 is very good. 3 Musketeers is great, but 0, I have to admit, I had it about 10 years ago. And
it's going around the rim, around the rim, around the rim.
So 0 will take an upset.
Whoa!
Here. Nothing wrong with 0.
Wow!
Go try one.
Wow, 0 marches on.
Yep.
Maybe because they have no numbers in the back that they're all anonymous and nobody knows who they are. And that's the way they can play together. So see, playing together like the Three Musketeers does gets you blown out in the first round.
Yeah.
See, if they have no numbers, they can substitute players without anybody knowing about it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Absolutely true. Okay, so now, right before we make the phone call to Sharon Osak next, I know Mark will want to expand on this matchup. Here we are in the East at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh, okay, I see which one we're going with right here. Here's something. So who do you pick? No. Number six, peanut butter Twix. I mean, they do a really good crossover. You know, they muck up the lanes and they cross over a whole big bunch. Goes up against another folks who like to reach in and grab the balls a whole lot. Take five. So that is number six, peanut butter Twix. And number five, take five. Mark, what would be your answer?
Wow.
Not real long in this. The selection committee is waiting.
Peanut butter Twix.
Peanut butter
because Twix. Why?
I like those.
You add so much to this. Peanut butter.
Can never go wrong with peanut butter.
Butter.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and chocolate. How can you go wrong?
Okay. Here we go so nobody can hear. We are calling Sharon Osak right now, folks. This is going to be a gem. I can feel it. Yes. Anyways, Sharon.
Hey.
How you doing out there?
Out in St. Clair Shores, Michigan. I'm fine.
Shoveling snow?
No. Fish flies aren't here either, so I guess we're in between the season.
Are you fishing?
Yeah, I'm on a lake ice bird.
Everybody say hi to Sharon here. Sharon Osak coming all the way from the East Coast.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. I'll hold up the sign that says, say hi to Sharon, okay?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, right. Put the clap sign on.
Sharon, we got a really good matchup for you.
Oh, dear Lord. Here we go.
All right. Two trains left Chicago. No, just kidding.
Oh, shit. I always hate story problems. Don't do that.
We are going
to. I don't care how long a train takes to go to Chicago. If you get there, you get there. It doesn't matter, right? Right.
A testy Sharon Osak on the line here in the call mark. Anyways, we are going to keep you in the T-Mobile Arena here at Las Vegas, Nevada, for a 3-14 matchup. Now, listen carefully. Right. Number three and perennial favorite, Nestle's Crunch Bar, goes up against the woman's favorite, the lady's favorite of all, M&M Dark Chocolate.
Oh, shit. can I take both?
There goes our eyes.
There goes, yeah. Watch that beep button.
Due to memories, I do love both, so this is going to be a hard decision.
Well, that's what it is, and that's why the selection committee made it this way.
Yeah, due to memories of my mom taking us kids to Palmer Park, and we were walking around as kids, and she had this big, humongous Nestle Crunch bar. I'm going with Nestle Crunch.
Nestle's Crunch, because a mom moves on.
Yep.
Nestle's it is. Okay.
I kept going for more. Mom, give me another piece. Yeah, but you gotta remember, back then, chocolate was chocolate. I mean, nowadays, come on, think about it. Chocolate is such a flat taste now.
Yes.
Unless you're in Hershey, Pennsylvania, then we'll talk, but otherwise, you know.
Sharon, you enlightened our 64 the only way like you can.
Oh, okay.
That was the best explanation we've had all night.
That was beautiful. Man, we should call you back. But thank you, Sharon Osak. We appreciate you coming on to the Sweet 64 here at the new CKWI Radio 76.
All right. Go back to fishing.
Bye-bye, Sharon.
Bye, Sharon.
Boy.
Well, there you go. If it wasn't for Mom, this team would never advance. All right, cool. So, what else we got going? Greg Parham, you're on the clock, my good man. All right, so now we have, let me put in the Crunch Bar here, because I didn't put it into the computer quickly, Crunch, because that was an excellent story.
Oh, yeah.
I've never even heard of something like that. Okay, where are we at? Who's next? Honest to God, I said, it's not a difficult thing. If you talked last, you go next.
Everybody's pointing to me.
So that's
I'm ready.
All right. Let us take you over to the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Georgia, where we find – now, here's an interesting one, too. These guys are a little Caribbean, but they play just fine. Number 5, Almond Joy, goes up against number 12, and there's plenty of them, but they're small. But they all pack in together, and they're fine. Raisinettes. So it's a number 5, Almond Joy, and a number 12, Raisinettes.
Almond Joy. Almond Joy.
Almond Joy. A
nuts
joy.
And coconut. Doesn't get any better.
All right, Almond Joy. Polly.
Yeah.
Okay, you're next, my good man.
All right.
Let us go to a south of the border kind of situation here at the Staple Dome in Los Angeles, California, where we see a number 5-12 matchup coming up from New Mexico, Carmelo.
Not Anthony.
No.
Carmelo.
Goes up against the people that are up in Oregon State and camps a lot, Samore Bar.
Well, I'm going to say, since I like Rolos, which is Carmel's too. I never had a Carmelo, but Carmelo will move on.
All right. Well, they are fifth ranked anyways.
Nothing wrong with Carmel. So. S'mores bar I never had. Right. I like s'mores too, but Carmelo.
I'm not sure too many other people did, and that's why they're 12th ranked. All right. I will hurry up this one because this is pretty nasty. We have, in the West regions, keeping at Staples Center, we have a number 3, Hershey's Kiss, going up against number 14th. And, oh, we should have gave this to you. Wait a minute. You know what we're going to do? We're going to give you, Susan, we're going to give you a double. Just because this one looks like it's for you. A number 3, Hershey's Kiss, going up against the number 14th and way too low. I think the selection committee blew this one. M&M Coconut.
It's going to be an upset. It's going to be the M&M Coconut.
I knew you would go for that one.
Unless it's a dark chocolate kiss, I'll take the coconut.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so there you go. All righty. So, oh, man, okie dokie. So, M&M, dip. There. All right, so we are, Polly? Who's next?
Well, you skipped
Mark,
over
you
Mark.
Are. Okay, because we gave you a 2. All right. So let us give to you. You know what? I'm good. You know what, Greg? You're next. You're next right after this one. Greg Parham, get ready because we're coming to you. But, Mark, we're going to take you out to the South region over in the Orlando, Florida Amway Arena for a 3-14. Now, here's a really interesting situation. We have the number 3 Heath Bar, which makes your teeth just grind, going up against the 14th ranked, and there's so many of them, and they're so mismatched, they're almost good, Hershey's Cookies and Mint. Talk to the microphone.
That's the one thing I hated about the Heath Bar, was it stuck to your teeth.
I don't know. It's almost cracked them, man.
You know?
It's like, what the hell was inside of that thing? Because I thought, oh, health bar when I was younger and I couldn't read worth a damn. You know, it was like, health, well, sure, I'll have one. Ow. You know, and dear dentist, hi.
So, upset. Hershey's Cookies and Mint.
Wow. Shutting down the number 3 Heath Bar. I mean, we're going to see brackets broke all over the place. Hershey's.
Just like our brackets.
Yeah, just like our brackets. Yeah. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. Talk amongst yourselves, because I am going to go to the Call Mark hotline, and we're going to dial up Greg Parham right now, who is probably somewhere on the road as we speak, probably going to the road to the Final Four.
There you go.
You like that?
Yeah.
Talk mostly into the microphone.
Oh, okay.
That would help the best. Right about here. So here we go. Let us see if we can't get our good friend Greg Parham, who's going to be next. The number you have reached.
I got a feeling he's a candy expert.
Casper.
Yeah, well, you should be. Almost.
Hello, John.
Greg, how are you?
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, just having a ball out here. How are you doing? You guys sound like you're having too much fun.
We are, and wait till you see when the bourbon kicks in. So, we'll give you the
fan. I'm still upset. I'm still mad about Nut John blowing out to Blue Library and all the hell.
I'm sorry.
Did it blow your bracket there? I mean,
yeah, it just blew it all up. I thought for sure Nut Job was going all the way.
Well, we'll give you a fanfare for that.
Yeah, I've been rooting for them for a long time.
All right. Well, talk about rooting. We are so glad that you are here because we have a terrific matchup for you. In the Midwest region, the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Georgia, we have a number 413 matchup for you, but I think the selection committee went way too low on this one. We have a number 4th seeded, whatchamacallit, out of we don't know what state they're out of, against the very loving 13th ranked and way too low Dove Bar.
Oh, that's a good choice, but whatchamacallit is going to win in a blowout, I'm thinking.
Oh, whatchamacallit advances over the Doves. We're going to see nothing but a bunch of dead Doves.
Yeah, that's it. Whatchamacallit goes on. They're going on to win.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Parham is taking whatchamacallit to go all the way.
So, yeah, since Nutjob isn't going anywhere.
Since Nutjob's going back in the padded cell.
Oh, Nutjob, I can't believe she's gone. I knew her well.
Well, Greg, thank you so very much for being with us today. We know that you're at work right now. We don't want to keep you, but thanks for being with us in the Sweet 64 this year.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much. I'll tell everybody hi.
All right. Bye, Greg.
Bye, Greg.
Bye. See you, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the always wonderful Greg Parham here on the Call Mark Hotline. All right. So whatchamacallit is thinking about going all the way to cut down the nut. And let's just face it, I mean, Greg Parham is like 7'3", 940. He's a big guy. You tell him they're not going to go all the way. All right, whatchamacallit. All right.
You might have to use your veto on the nut job.
Yeah, well, no, you can't do a retroactive one. Okay. So, who's next? Oh, God.
Here we go again.
Can we not
Which
remember?
Means it's probably me again.
All right, huh? Susan, that's you. Yeah. Okay. So here we go.
You may go. You may go.
There we go. We'll keep in the Midwest region, and we'll go into the Georgia Dome here in Atlanta, Georgia, where we have a wonderful, and this is kind of unique, we have the number 3 and slippery Butterfinger going up against an offshoot campus, and it looks kind of like U of M Flint. This is M&M Pretzel. So number 3, Butterfinger, going up against number 14, M&M Pretzel. Sue?
Going to have to stick with true and tried M&M's.
M&M Pretzel?
In a pretzel form.
Wow. I'll give you a big wow here. Oops, oops, oops. Where did the leaves come in from? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'll give you a yeehaw for that one. What a huge upset. Okay,
well, Mark
wow.
took my Heath bar away, so.
All right, Heath.
My favorite.
Whoa, okay. We got to start rocking now. Okie dokies. So, Polly, we're going to go to you to the South region at Amway Center. We are going to go M&M Peanut versus Payday.
I'm going to go with Payday.
Payday
is going to be an upset.
It is.
Upset.
It is an upset.
Yep.
Myself, I have a 413 matchup. I have the number 4th ranked Baby Ruth going up against number 13th ranked and upset-minded Rolos. And to me, you can't, once you start getting on a Rolo, you can't stop. So it's Rolo. And that almost takes us to the very last one here at the South Amway Arena. O. Henry, number 7th O. Henry, that nobody knows who the hell O. Henry is, versus against that squad that never works out, chunky. So, Mark, you got a 7-10 there.
Oh, Henry.
So oh, Henry. Going with Hank in like a frog-sounding voice. Okay. Sue, we got you a number 215 matchup here at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. We have number 2 Kit Kat going up against number 15 Some Kind of Foreigner thing. That's in a triangle that nobody can pronounce the name. I can't, so go ahead.
Kit Kat.
Cats, because they're, because we can pronounce them. Yeah, exactly. Kit Kat. All right. Polly.
Yep.
All right, let us go to, well, let's see, we are done with the South region, right? So, let oh, Polly, we're going to give you a 116.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we're going to give you the number one seeded Hershey bar going up against those little ones that like to make a lot of noise in a box, Whoopers.
Sorry, Whoopers. Hershey bar, love chocolate.
All right, Hershey.
Whoppers are very good, though.
No squirt there. Okie doke. Hershey's we go. H-E-Y. Myself, I will take a 5-12 matchup. I'll go against M&M Almond versus the Score Bar. Now, this being sports, we like to score a lot, so the score goes on. Mr. Militech. And that's somebody from the Call Us Arena. Here we go. We have a number 215 matchup here in the Midwest region at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Georgia. Number 2 ranked Milky Way goes up against number 15th ranked and upset-minded, always hangs around the Easter, Cadbury bars.
Milky Way.
The way goes away. Oh, then the way stays. Okie doke. All right, Sue. Finishing out the Midwest region, you have the, who do we have? Oh, we have Hershey's with Almonds going up against that very musical place, Symphony Bar.
Hershey's with Almonds or a Symphony Bar?
Symphony Bar.
Hershey with Almonds.
God, the Hershey's are getting the squirts today. H-E-R-S-H-E-Y. Okie dokes. Let us close out. Oh, no, we have one more. Oh, Polly.
Yeah.
How did we do this? Did we get another one of these things? I thought we did this, but we didn't do this. We must not have done this. Number 4th ranked, but perennial, and I think the selection committee got this way too low. Mounds Bar goes up against the 13th ranked and upset-minded Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Sorry, Mounds Bar. Love coconut, so Cookies and Cream never should have been made. Stick with the chocolate only.
A rebuke.
White chocolate is not chocolate.
Okie dokes. Myself, let's see, I have a 7-10, and I have Godiva Bar versus Hershey Dark. Now, give me the ladies. I'll take the Godiva. Because the Godivas that are in the WWE, or no, those are the Divas. Mark, you got a 2-10. Now, here's an interesting one. The 2, and again, a little bit maybe too high, Twix bar goes up against the number 15, Andre's Mints.
Twix.
Twix it is, without any comment.
Twix.
All right, so that takes around our first round, and now it gets a lot faster after this. I guarantee you. So, here it goes. Sue,
yes.
Coming out of the South region. Still in Orlando, Florida, at the Amway Center. We have Snickers Bar, number 1 Snickers Bar, going up against that magical team, the Wonkas.
Snickers.
Snickers moves on. Polly, yeah. Here we go. Let's go to the East region, and we'll go to the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada,
right,
where the number 1 seeded Hershey Bar goes up against those guys out from
Mayberry.
Goobers. Hershey versus Goobers. It's a 1-9 matchup.
I love pure chocolate, so let's go with Hershey.
Hershey's getting it.
All chocolate.
All right, myself, I will stay in that same bracket. And we have a really wild 5-13, and that scores a number 5 versus a number 13 Mars bar. So we have a Mars bar going on. Okay, Mark, let's open up the West region in the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California, where we find number one ranked overall M&M's going up against those little pesky guys, Junior Mints.
M&M's.
M&M's again with no comment. All right.
No Junior Mints.
So, oh, wait a minute. We can't give you that one. The selection committee would give us an NC2A violation on that one. So let us move down to the Staples Center again in Los Angeles, California, where we find the number sixth, Mr. Goodbar, still looking for women in all the wrong places. Going to get. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. There is a technicality on the floor here because this involves coconut, and so Sue cannot be a part of it. So we will move on down to the same region where we'll go with number seven, Godiva Bar versus number two, Twix.
Godiva.
The chocolate kills the X. Okay, Polly, let's open up the Midwest region over here in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Georgia, where we find number one ranked Reese's Pieces going up against those long but skinny Tootsie Rolls.
Reese's Pieces.
RP goes on.
Yeah, love that peanut butter and chocolate.
All right, myself, I have, just because I'm taking money from one of our benefactors and our alum, Almond Joy going to number five, Almond Joy going to go against whatchamacallit in a terrific 5-4 battle, you know. However, there is a cardboard cutout of Greg Parham on the sidelines there, and Almond Joy did not get any joy, so whatcha goes on. All right, Mark, ready? And this time with Comet, we'll stay in the Midwest region, in Atlanta, Georgia, under the Georgia Dome, where we have Hershey's with Almond, number 11, going up against M&M Pretzel. Blew, what an ugly matchup. God, I mean, everybody's pulling for everyone to lose on this one.
Yeah, which is the worst of the evils here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like almonds, so...
Oh, wow.
M&M pretzel.
There you go. The pretzels go on. All tied up there.
14 seed. Wow.
There you go. That's right. You can call it out. That's fine. All right, Susan, we're going to stay again in the Georgia Dome, where we're going to go for the number seven, Reese's Pieces, goes up against the number two and perennial Milky Way.
Reese's Pieces.
Wow, Reese's.
E.T. phone home.
Peace. Gotcha. Okay. Polly,
yep.
Let us skip over to the Amway Arena in Orlando, Florida, where we have the big money payday going up against Rolo from Sanford and Son.
Okay. 12 versus 13. I'll have to go with Carmo again, Rolo.
Woo! Rolo takes the big money squad down.
Yep.
Nice job. All right, I am going to go and take in the same region in Amway Arena. We're going to go against the number 11 and the Quicker Picker Upper Bounty Bar. Goes up against Hershey's Cookies and Mint, and Cookies and Mint just is an awful shooting team. They can't rebound worth a nothing. So if you're going to go up for the glass, you're going to have to get Bounty. So Bounty continues their quest. All right, Mark. Now, let us go to, wasn't there a coconut one here that we went? Oh, yes. Let us skip over to the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. So where we have Mr. Goodbar, that creepy guy that's hanging around the bars a lot, goes up against M&M Coconut.
Coconut.
There's a shot clock.
In the Aero Bar?
Yes, the Aero Bar and M&M Coconut.
Yeah, that's
right. The Aero Bar one between.
Well, evidently, I had my.
Oh, there's your veto.
My veto, that's right. And Vito's sitting right next to me, and he says, you guys better do it. All right, so that's Mr. Goodbar versus M&M Coconut.
Mr. Goodbar? Where's that at?
It was actually the Aero Bar. He just threw in his veto.
I put in my veto.
Oh, so I have to pick the Aero Bar?
No.
Oh.
I think
Aero
gonna,
Bar.
No, it's not even in the... No.
Mr. Goodbar?
There's going to be an NC2A investigation on this one.
Did I write down the wrong one?
You know what we're going to do? Because there's a forfeit for Mr. Goodbar because he was being creepy. We're going to have M&M Coconut advance.
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right, Sue, so ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, no, this is too... We can't do this for you. We'll come back to you. Polly, because we don't want any NC2A violations going on here, and there would be if it involves Sue and Coconut. So, out west at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California, we have Carmelo going up against the number 4 and perennial Mounds Bar.
I am going to take Mounds still. Mounds Bar.
Wow, a payoff from Sue.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Sue would have gone with the Carmelo.
Yeah, after the selection committee. All right, and between O. Henry and Zero, I don't even know who Henry is, so Zero, you go on.
Yes.
A cheer from the crowd.
What zone is that?
All right. Mark, you're next?
Yep.
Okie dokes. So we have Peanut Butter Twix, number 8, going up against Nestle's Crunch. Oh, and that wonderful story that Sue had.
Crunch.
Crunch goes on. The story lives. And to fill out this whole region there in the Sweet 16, Polly, keeping at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, the big money team, 100 grand bar, goes up against those little working guys, Kit Kat.
No contest. Kit Kat moves on.
The cats roll. Okay.
You get 2-1.
This is where it really gets faster. Sue?
Yes.
Sooner or later, this is going to crunch into, but we are going to stay. Oh, no, we're going to go to Orlando in the Amway Arena where we have Snickers Bar going up against Rolo.
Rolo.
Roll what? An upset! An upset! The crowd!
Woo! Number 13.
I'm with Paul. Wow. Caramel and chocolate.
Rolo. Whee! All right, Polly. No pressure on you on this one. But we have, out of the west at Los Angeles, California, Staples Center, we have number 1 ranked M&M's going up against, and way too low, Mounds Bar.
Sorry, Mounds, this is where it stops. M&M's.
Oh, the Cinderella story goes down.
Yep.
Wow.
Too much chocolate in M&M's.
M&M's, you got it. Okie doke. And I will take between M&M Coconut and Godiva, the chicks always win. Godiva goes on. Mark, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Going into the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Georgia, we have M&M Pretzel going up against Reese's Pieces, a 7-14 matchup. Yow.
Wow.
Okay. No more pretzels. Reese's Pieces.
Reese Peace. Get some respect. All right, Susan, we can't have... we can't. I was going to have you do this,
it's
but
always,
we'll go here.
Always for you.
I guess. I'm a problem child.
There you go. So we're going to go into the east in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the T-Mobile Arena. We're going to have the number 1 ranked overall, Hershey's, goes up against... And where are you at? Number 13th, an upset-minded Mars Bar.
You going to let me do it?
Yeah.
Okay, I will go with the Hershey's.
I knew you were going to do it. All right, so I will stay in that same arena, and we'll go up against the number 3 and wonderful story told by Sharon, Crunch Bar, going up against the Cats, the number 2. And I do believe... Even though they have an unsafe surface there at their arena, the crunch goes on.
Wow.
All right, so, Mark, you're going to fill out the Elite 8 with, thank God you're the sport director on this one. The number 1 ranked Reese's Cups versus the number 4 and unheralded whatchamacallit from Greg Parham, who's listening and knows where you live.
I don't think locking the door will help me.
No.
No.
Man, I really like Reese's Cups. Reese's Cups.
Reese's Ooh. Cups, and Mark loses a friend. So, Reese's.
All peanut butter.
Sorry, Greg.
Wow. Okay. I wish I didn't use my veto early. But look at what we have here coming up. We have out of the, well, no. Let us do this right now then. Oh, we got one more, don't we?
Reese's against Reese's.
Do we have, I mean, what do you guys have in the cavity region? Bounty versus Zero. You said Bounty, right?
I don't have a vote at all.
Nope, that one's empty.
All right, so we're going to put Bounty. Bounty over. Okay. So, Suze, we got to really wrap this up. Yep. Going out of the West in the Staples Center, we have number one ranked M&M's going up against number seventh and upset minded, the Cinderella Story, Godiva.
Godiva.
Godiva over the M&M's and upset.
Dark chocolate if I had my boat.
Wow. The gods go on. Pauly, on one of the most difficult matchups we've seen so far, an evenly built team back and forth, cut out of the same mold, and they practice in the same place, coming out of the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Georgia, where we see number one ranked Reese's Cups go up against number seven and fought their way all the way through Reese's Pieces.
Seven moves on, Reese's Pieces.
The piece goes on. The cups are filled and now are empty.
Get many more in Reese's Pieces.
Thank you for the quality and quantity thing. All right. I will go and finish everybody up in the Amway Arena in Orlando, Florida, where we have Rolos going up against Bounty. Now, Bounty is cool enough because they get the rebounds and they get the Windex. Because you need Bounty to clean the Windex, except for there was a slip on the floor, and the Bounty's mascot rolled out and pooped on the floor, so it's Rolo's going on by disqualification. Okay, so who we got left? Pauly?
Me.
You, okie dokes. So let's finish this up. Let us go to out west. And the T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada, where we have Hershey's, number one ranked, going up against that wonderful story, Mr. Crunch.
Mr. Crunch.
Crunch Bar.
Well, I think that the Crunch crunched the Hershey bars.
Crunch moves on.
Crunch is moving on.
Crunch moves on. Somewhere there's somebody in St. Clair shorts with a smile.
You're welcome, Sharon.
Okay, but we got to leave friends and family out of this one because here it comes. Here's the final four. Reese's Pieces going up against Godiva out of the West, say. And then Rolos versus Crunch. So here we go. Drum roll ready. Do I have a drum roll? I do. Susan, you're up, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we are going to go. Oh, this is like an all-chick final. Reese's Pieces up against the darker, yet more mobile Godiva chocolate.
Godiva.
Woo! The Cinderella story is almost complete. The divas go on. Pauly, no pressure here, lad. But this is kind of an easy walkthrough if I'm seeing this one. So we have, where'd Rolos come from? Number 13. Number 13 Rolos going up against the number 3 and kind of crackly Crunch Bar.
Sorry, Rolo.
Is it coming from Mr. Carmel?
It's the Rolo. So there you guys got it. Godiva, the slick, very expensive chocolate going up against the working man, a little round, chubby kind of guys, but tasty as all hell, Rolos. So I guess what we should do is give this to our sport director, Mark Milicek, here to hurry up and finish this up. It's Godiva versus Rolos. Who's going to cut down the net?
Rolos.
Wow. Where did Rolos come from?
I was just going to look up myself.
There you go.
13.
A 13 seed goes all the way. Rolos is the CKIWI Radio 76 Sweet 64 champion. Way to go. And you know the cool thing is that you can get Rolos at Dr. Sweet's Candy Company in Clawson, Michigan. There you go. Thank you, Jennifer.
We'll be right over.
There you are. So there. Thank you so very much for being with us today. It's been a blast, everybody. And everybody that's called in, Greg and George and Sharon, thank you so very much. Next week, we'll go back to sports as usual.
Still with the highest standards, yeah, right, of course. Yeah.
Can he get better, everybody? Polly, thank you for being here. Pooch?
Yep. We enjoyed it.
Susan, thank you.
Thank you for the invite.
You're welcome. All righty, friends. If you missed it today or you want to hear it again, just go to Podbean, PODBEAN.com, and type in CKIW, and you'll see us. So for everybody here and myself, John Sauer, thank you so very much for being here. We will see you again next Tuesday on the Sports Authorities. Bye, folks.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.